Good morning. Welcome to Copasa's conference call to discuss the results for the second quarter 2022. Here with us is Dr. Carlos Augusto Butler Alberto, Copasa's Financial and Investor Relations Director. We would like to inform you that the presentation will be recorded in audio and that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. We will then begin the Q&A session when additional instructions will be provided. If anyone requires assistance during the conference call, please request the operator's assistance by typing star zero. This event is also being transmitted via webcast and can be accessed on Copasa's Investor Relations website at ri.copasa.com.br, where the presentation is also available for download. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that any forward-looking statements that may be made during this conference call regarding the company's business prospects, financial and operational projections, and goals of the company constitute beliefs and assumptions of the company's management, as well as information currently available to Copasa. They involve risks, uncertainties as they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur, changes in macroeconomic politics or legislation, and other operating factors may affect the future performance of Copasa and lead to results that may materially differ from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, we turn the call to Dr. Carlos Augusto Butler Alberto, who will deliver the presentation. Please, Dr. Carlos Alberto, you may proceed. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, everyone who is with us attending this conference call. I'm here with Guilherme Duarte, the President. Good morning, everyone who is attending our conference today. So we are now going to start talking about the performance of the company in the second quarter of 2022. From slide two, we are going to discuss the results that we obtained in the period. We are also going to address in the next slides in a more detailed manner the explanation of the behavior of the main lines of the income statement. We present the highlights, financial highlights of the second quarter. Our net revenue amounted to 1.34 billion, a growth of 2.6% in relation to the same period of 2021. Costs and expenses amounted to 1 billion reals, an increase of 4.8% in relation to the 957 million of the same period of the previous year. In relation to other expenses, the value was negative in 15 million. In the second quarter of 2021, we had a negative result of 22 million. The EBITDA reached 492 million in the second quarter 2022, in line with the comparative period. As to the financial result, the amount was negative in 80 million reals, vis-à-vis the second quarter 2021, when the amount had been positive in 3 million. In view of the facts presented, the income, net income reached 180 million in the quarter. Now, on slide three, we provide details of the main variations in the income statement, and we start with water, sewage, and solid waste that in the second quarter in 2022 had a growth of 2.6% when compared to the same period of the previous year. Our revenue in the second quarter of the year was driven by the increase in volume of the water and sewage measured of 1.7%, as well as the impact when we migrated from the ranges and categories of consumption. As you know, we have a negative tariff effect of 1.5% according to the authorization by ASAI applicable as of August 2021. This is a result of the second tariff review. On slide four, we see the evolution of the manageable costs that reached 667 million in the second quarter 2022, and the amount recorded was 645 million in the period of 2021. Provide more details about the variations posted. The main items comprising those costs are the following. Personnel that had a drop of 3.6%, with the amount reaching 369 million, driven especially by the gains coming from the program of dismissal that was implemented in 2022, and all the employees that adhere to the program are already disconnected from the company. Outsourced services grew by 34.5%. That was driven especially by the increase of 20.9 million related to the maintenance of systems, and an increase of 6.4 million related to consulting costs, among which PPP of humans grew by 24% due to the adjustment of the index in the agreement, and the loss due to receivables recoverable value had a drop of 37% as a result of the review of June 2022 of the risk matrix, resulting in lower risk of default rate in relation to the previous year, with effects of approximately 13 million as credit to this account. There was also an increase of material costs that grew by 19.3% due to the higher price of maintenance material costs, and also for maintenance systems such as pipe and fittings, whose price grew up to 170% in some cases. Lastly, the tariff transfer to the municipalities increased by 22% as a result of the inclusion of 85 new municipal funds of sanitation that has the right to transfer as of August 2021, as authorized by the regulator. On slide 5, we show the evolution of non-manageable costs that grew by 12.5% in the second quarter of 2022, reaching 159 million. Now, with more details about those accounts, electricity increased by 7.9%, especially as a result of the increase in the tariff flags. Now, for treatment materials, we had a growth of 24%, driven by the increase of product chemicals used in the water treatment. Fuels and lubricants had an increase of 45%, also driven by higher prices of fuels. As total costs and expenses of Copasa in the period that we analyzed reached 1 billion BRL, an increase of 4.8%. On slide 6, we present other revenues and expenses, equity pickup and financial results. Other operating revenues, there was an increase of 22%, while other expenses had a drop of 2.2%. The financial result had a deficit reaching a negative level of 80 million. And this result was driven by the depreciation of the real against the euro, an increase of interest rate and of our debts, and also the increase of the indexes of those debts. On slide 7, we show the EBITDA margin and income. EBITDA was maintained in line with the comparison period, with a margin of 35.6%, 36.7% in the second quarter 2022, and the net income ended at 180 million. Now, talking about the investments of the company in the first quarter of the company, the first half of the year, Copasa invested 474 million, 278 million of which related to water and 176 related to sewage. As to Copanor, we invested 7.3 million. As approved by the board in December 2021, for the next 4 years, the program estimates annual investments of 1.4 billion between 23 and 26, and 1.6 billion in the years 2024 and 2025. On slide 9, we address the indebtedness of the company. Gross net reached an amount of 3.8 billion reals, out of which 25% are in the short term. And net debt moved to 3 billion in June 2022, in comparison to June 2021, when the value presented was 2.7 billion. The ratio of net debt and EBITDA remained at 2x. Now on slide 10, we are now going to address the representativeness of the indexers in our funding, average coupon, and indebtedness rate. CDI started to account for 39% of the debt of Copasa, and this increase can be attributed especially of the capture of funds that we made after we made the second series of the 16th issue of debentures in September 2021, in the amount of 507 million, and another issue of 243 million indexed to IPCA, amounting to 750 million. In relation to the TGLP, we had amortizations, and the debt in foreign currency related to the German bank KfW, that and amounts for to 4.7% of the total debt, and in June 2021, the percentage accounted for 6.4%. The average coupon started to be 9.8% as a result of the increased interest rates. The indebtedness level, measured by the net debt and the income, net income, is now 39% in June, and from in June 2021, and now it's 43% in June 2022. In relation to the shareholders' compensation, the board approved the payout of 25% of the adjusted net income. And in January and June, Copasa has already declared 87 million reais as shareholders' compensation, and 34 million have already been paid in May, and 53 additional million will be paid on the 12th of this month of August. We ended the presentation of financial data, and we are now going to talk about our concession contract. And Copasa and Copanor has together 640 water concessions, out of which 632 are in operation. As to sewage, we are talking about 310 concessions, out of which 268 are operated, and the company provide service to 18.8 million of inhabitants for water and 8.5 million for sewage. In June 2022, the company had 17 concessions that were overdue and two concessions whose agreements are considered legally null. All those concessions altogether account for 3.7% of revenues. In relation to slide 13, which is our last slide, we show the hydro situation in the region of Belo Horizonte. The reservoir levels that comprise the Parapoeba system that are responsible for 49% of the supply of the region, metropolitan region of Belo Horizonte, are in a very comfortable situation with about 94% of the volume. Rio das Velhas system, responsible for 42% of the region, we show the average flow rate of the last 12 months was 12 meters cubic per meter, and in 2021 was 7 cubic meters per second. With this, we end the presentation of the operational and financial results of the second quarter of 2022, and I turn the call back to the operator. Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session for investors and analysts, and afterwards for journalists, with questions addressed first by telephone, followed by those made via web chat. Again, to ask a question over the phone, please press star one. If your question is answered, you can leave the queue by typing again star two. Questions will be answered in the order they are received. We kindly ask you to pick up your headsets when you ask your question. That way, an optimum sound quality will be offered. Please stand by while we collect the questions. Our first question comes from Julia Zaniolo with Santander.
Good morning, everyone.
Thank you for the call. I have two questions on my side. The first is related to CBD. I would like to know, we saw that there was a reduction, and we would like to know if it's a normalized level that we can consider for the next quarters. And my second question is related to the tariff review. I would like to know if you have any estimate of a new date for the adjustments to happen. Thank you. In relation to the PCLD, we reviewed the matrix. Yes, Juliana, you're right. We reached to more constant levels in our receivables. The level of the delinquency have affected our numbers as a result of the initiatives of collection efforts. So we believe we are at a level which is quite reasonable at the company. In relation to the tariff review, I would like to turn a call to our president, Guilherme Duarte. Thank you, Juliana, thank you. In relation to the adjustment, as soon as we reached the company, our movement was to reinforce with the regulators the need to give attention to the update of the inflation, especially in relation to chemicals and electricity, which is very relevant to our costs. So when we understand how important this is, when we had a collegiate meeting, they asked more time for the decision, and they also required some further information. And this information is being provided, and our intention is that the result is going to be seen in the review that we are going to see for the future that will favor the company so that it can reflect all the increasing costs that we have. We have no estimate when this decision is going to be made. We have a state legislation that provides us with the comfort that the situation will be retroactive to August the 1st. This is the day when this should have been published. Okay, thank you very much. Our next question comes from Rafael Nagano with Credit Suisse. Hello, good morning, everyone. My question is in relation to Divinópolis and Paterminas, which are two municipalities which have problems related to the contract. I would like to know if there is any update in as regards SAI or when you were talking to the other municipalities. Do you believe that those agreements are going to be canceled and be considered null? And I would like to know what's the share of those municipalities in the total revenue. Thank you. Good morning, Rafael. This is Guilherme again speaking. In relation to Divinópolis and Pato de Minas, we continue providing services to those municipalities. There is no change in relation to the regulatory or legal judicial aspect in relation to the agreement. There were no initiatives by the municipalities to terminate those contracts, and we continue providing the services. I was with the public administration of Pato de Minas, and there is an interest of improving the relationship considering the importance it has in our company. And I'm going to talk to Divinópolis administration with the same purpose. So we see them as applicable and valid concessions. We are going to send the information you requested, by the way. Okay, thank you. Our next question comes from Mr. Mario Roberto with Safra Bank. Hello, good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for the opportunity of asking my question. I have one question on my side. I would like to understand the revenue related to sewage. You have higher volumes year against year, but we noticed some changes. So there was a drop. I would like to understand why the drop happened. Hello, Rafael. Good morning. This is associated with the restructuring of the tariff. In the past, we had a tariff of it was differentiated. What was collected was about 33% of the amount of the water, and it accounted for 90% of the value of the water. And the total value now is 75% for sewage of the in comparison to the value of the water. So this is the variation that you saw. Okay, thank you. To ask a question, please press star one. Please wait while we collect questions. Analysts and investors, if you wish to ask a question, press star one. Please stand by while we collect questions. Please stand by while we collect new questions. Once again, analysts and investors, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one. We are now going to start the Q&A session for journalists over the phone. To ask a question, please press star one. Please stand by while we collect the questions. We have a question made by Thais Irata with Valor Econômico. Hello, everyone. Good morning. I would like to know if you study or consider any type of PPP to meet the requirements of the new sanitation framework. Do you have any project being developed similar to what Sanepar is doing? Thank you. Good morning, Thais. It's Guilherme speaking here. In fact, there is no study underway at the company at the moment. We have been focusing on meeting the requirements of the investment plan for the municipality served by the company. But considering the opportunities that may emerge, for sure the company will see those opportunities and see what's the best model so that we can be competitive, so that we can be good players in the market. But we have no studies underway at the moment. Once again, journalists, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one. Please wait while we collect the questions. We'll continue with the questions received through the web chat, and I turn the floor to Dr. Carlos Berto, who will read the questions. You may proceed, sir. So I'm going to read the first question, which comes from Sidney Nascimento with Local Broker Advisor. Can we expect personnel expenses to be kept at stable levels, considering the current levels? Sidney, this is as a result of what the company did last year. We started a program of a dismissal program, and you're going to see a significant reduction. You have already seen significant reduction this quarter, this half of the year, and about 152 million reals were obtained from this cost reduction, and we expect that this cost reduction in comparison to 2021 and 2022, we'll have those reductions accounted for in our figures. And the other question is in relation, it's by Everton Joaquin, is an investor. So you had been affected by provisions for labor lawsuits. Are those provisions still impacting the results of the company? No, those provisions affected in the results of the company in December 2021, specifically in this period. What is affecting the income of the company is if we maintain the EBITDA margin aligned in 592 in comparison to last year, what is affecting are the financial expenses driven by the increases of the indexes and also the increase in interest rates, as I mentioned during my speech. question from Ivan dos Santos Torres. Is Copasa going to pay high dividends this year? Ivan, as you know, we have a policy implemented whose metric is the leverage of the company. Net income over EBITDA, we stand at 2x. This is according to our policy. If this leverage drops a lot, then it's going to be necessary to make a new calculation of new dividends so that we are not going to put the company in a complicated situation. So we are also discussing with the board how we are going to review this policy as also a result of the tariff review and the new framework. Ladies and gentlemen, please wait while we collect new questions. We are collecting new questions. Please stand by. Thank you. The question and answer session has come to an end. We turn the call back to the CFO and IRO, Dr. Carlos Augusto Butrel Berto, for his final remarks. Thanks, Sheila. Thank you, everyone, for participating in this conference call. We remain at your disposal on our RI platform. Have a good day, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, and have a good day. Copasa's conference call has come to an end. We would like to thank everyone for having participated and have a good day.